8 minutes after the hour. Let's return to our phones at 212-209-2900. Good afternoon. This is Talk Back, and you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, it's just, the thing is, it's like, I know everybody keeps asking you the same thing, but it's like, at this time slot, it just seems like somebody should be there who really knows what's going on, because that's what everybody wants to know, is what's going on.
Okay, well, tell you what I'll do.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what I will do. I will speak with the general manager of the station, and I will ask her whether she would be willing to appear in this time slot, which used to be her time slot, whether she'd be willing to appear to take questions on a specified date for the duration of the program. It will be announced ahead of time if she were to agree to do so. And at that time, such questions could be accommodated.
Yeah.
I would be willing to speak with the general manager and to make that suggestion to her. Okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Fine. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Good afternoon. This is WBAI, and you're on Talk Back.
Yes. Governor Whitman, in the Newsday of today, there's a quote from her in reference to the photograph of her frisking a young black man.
Yes.
And she says, "Did I step over a line from being an observer to a participant that I shouldn't have and didn't need to in that instance?" She says, "Yes," Whitman said in an interview last July, "but unfortunately, that is my nature." When they said, "Do you want to do it?" I said, "Sure," without thinking, and I should have thought. So I will pose to you, you know, since she's running, you know, in terms of someone who's concerned with the environment, do you think she'd feel comfortable shooting wolves and having a photograph of her with a gun in her hand shooting a wolf? Do you think that would be a statement for her? Even in a place where thinning, you know, should take place, or shooting a deer in New Jersey?
Well, I don't know the answer to your question, which is why I threw it out as a matter of discussion.
What I'm saying is, you understand as well as I do, that a picture is worth a thousand words.
Yes.
And when you have a white woman smiling and frisking a black man, that plays into a long history, you know, of racism, and is another type of, it's a glossy type of racial profiling in the, you know, is criminalization, you know, of a whole race of youth. So I do oppose, you know, her, someone being that insensitive, someone who is just very impulsive and not able to control it.
Okay.
If my premise is, if you can't take care of all the people, you know, then what are you going to do for our natural resources? And I'll leave it at that. But I really don't think that's, you know, it's in our best interest to, you know, have her in that position.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the call. Good afternoon. This is Talk Back, and you are on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. Just some thoughts, what I've heard bandied about a lot lately. I'm a mediocre person.
Please, I'm sure you're not.
No, and there's no problem with being mediocre. It's you do the best you can. As we speak, I'm looking at my bookcase, and I have tons of books, science books. Some books I got turned on to by hearing interviews, either on Democracy Now! Or Michio Kaku, or even Gary Knowles' show, pursuant to the environment, nuclear radiation, positions for social responsibility, the heat is on, things about critical mass, global warming, Jay Gould, and, you know, what's up with the Cassini mission in NASA. I'm a little nervous now. Those are broad interests. I was arrested at the Patrick Doris Mond funeral, not because I have a narrow scope. I was on the sidewalk watching what the cops were doing. I think many of us that are calling are concerned about amnesty for people on death row, ending the death penalty, getting the United States to sign off on this war crimes tribunal. And as far as global warming, I mean, I guess I'm so angry I'm trying to take a deep breath.
Oh, yes, please. And by the way, on the matter of... And by the way...
Please let me finish.
Okay.
Christy Todd Whitman is a woman of privilege. Now, we're so busy with some greedy-ass banker who is the chancellor of schools, who comes from a bank responsible for redlining, investing in third world countries, helping to destroy the planet, big time, talking about reading level and professionalism of children living in poverty. Now, any white, rich, intelligent woman who could be governor that doesn't know the difference between what's screwing up the ozone layer and global warming, that comes from a state with some of the highest cancer rates and some of the most blatant racism and destruction of the environment, to put her there is like when Watts was there. I think it's a matter of intent and integrity. A mediocre high school student with the right heart and a sense of social justice could access some very intelligent people to run this country better than what's being run. And taking out personalities, the clear feedback you and many other people, not you specifically, the producers are getting from the public is people smell a rat. We'll even say it's an internal thing. I don't know. Maybe Bernard was eating donuts too close to the microphone. Maybe he had words. I don't know what he did. But I do know that I have listened to Wake Up Call from the get-go. I listen to Utrice Lead a lot. Most people have their backup because they just don't like the smell of where this is going. And I am sick of being preached to, and especially by Utrice lately, on respect and professionalism and working hard. I don't know what your background is. You need to take some calculus, some physics, some biology. You need to get out to some of that strip mining. You need to remind yourself about the HUD scandals, the ripping off the black farmers with the agricultural department, the lynching that still goes on, and then wonder if that is the kind of stuff that so many BAI listeners listen to. Why would they be schlepping down to Lower Manhattan in the cold to stand in a room? They're concerned. You would not be filling those rooms if it was just a matter of a personality issue between Utrice and Bernard or Valerie Van Isler, whatever. There's a real concern. If you want professionalism, you can get on the dial and get classical music, jazz, science programs, investment programs. Channel 13 is filled with professionals like Adam Smith's Money World and all that other caca. And if you want to expand the listenership, does it occur to you that the message is on BAI and a lot of people choose to turn out and tune off, or they just can't look at the stuff? We have a very eclectic base on BAI, and it is a fact that most of the people that support this station are not rich, and there's a broad base, and it seems to me that Democracy Now! And even Utrice's program brought in a lot of money for this station. People that listen to her like clockwork are concerned because they feel she's a tool for management. And I don't think that's going to the gutter, and I don't think that's showing our bowels on... Well, let me say, maybe it is. As someone who teaches biology, you check out somebody's bowel, you check out their blood, you check out how well their system is going on, because by the time the tumor shows, there was a systemic problem before. But I think you're possibly not listening to the random sampling you're getting of people feeling they're being preached to, we're told just don't worry about it. This is not your business. If you listen to any shrinks, they'll say if there's a problem in a marriage, if there's something in the family.
Let me ask you this.
People
stop.
Want to know
stop.
What's going
stop.
On.
Please stop. Please stop. Here's my question to you. How much longer do you want me to sit here and listen? I attempted to comment on something that you mentioned earlier, which was the U.S. Trying to get the U.S. to sign off on the War Crimes Tribunal, which I think was an interesting point. I wanted to mention to you that the U.S. did in fact sign off on the War Crimes Tribunal, but that is in itself a separate story because it raises a number of interesting questions, among them the position of the administration, which is that they're kind of signing off at the moment, but they're not really fully signing off because they're concerned that having the United States as a signatory to this arrangement could place high-ranking U.S. military officials abroad in harm's way. And it raises a number of questions, such as, could U.S. leaders, for example, who are accused of international crimes against humanity be brought before this particular tribunal? Where does the jurisdiction lie? To what extent are we really committed to such a tribunal, if at all, and so forth? But you asked me to let you finish, and I've waited for a while, and I want to know now, how much longer do you want me to wait?
Okay, good question. I think what a few listeners tried to tell you, at this point, you can't tell people how to feel, and I don't believe...
No, that is not my question. My question was how... No, I will not let you finish. I have said how much... There's only one question now. How much longer do you want me to wait?
That you do the BAI listeners a favor...
Okay, you're not answering my question.
I wish you'd get off the air, quite frankly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. This is WBAI, and you are on the air.
Well, good afternoon. I want to welcome you to WBAI, and I just want to say that the BAI listeners is a varied group of people. They're intellectuals, and things are happening, and they want to find out. I just want to echo the call of the position of the prior caller, but I'm not going to get into that. But I do want to say that I listened to your Utrecht's opening monologue on the 26th while you were sitting there, and I found it to be somewhat disingenuous and hypocritical. We are part of the BAI family. We have supported the station over the years, and we need to get involved and know what is going on. We cannot just be dismissed. And frankly, I have always listened to Utrecht's program, and I'm very disappointed that she would allow herself to be used as a Trojan horse. I listened to that conversation she had with Bessie Wash, and it seems to me that the questions were meant to elicit a certain type of answer from Bessie Wash. And it appears to me that Utrecht has been very involved, very aware of what is going on, and part of this so-called coup. And you're not going to just dismiss the listeners, because we have supported the station over the years. We have supported it with our money and our time. And if someone does not respond to the concerns of the people who have supported the stations over the years, we're going to be at this stalemate for quite some time.
So let me ask you this. Suppose you were in my position now. What response would you offer to the question you just asked?
Well, you know, I understand your position. I understand your position, and I understand you cannot... You must provide some other type of programming. But the fact is that if at the inception someone had just taken the time to provide, as a matter of fact, I listened to that on the 26th, the opening monologue, and I was hoping that at that time listeners would be able to call in and speak to your trees directly and get this out of the way, so that you can go on with your programming and you'll not be called and be interrupted like this, because there are a group of people out there. There are a lot of people out there who are concerned with what is happening, and I hate to do this. I hate to interrupt your program where there are many other things that are happening in this world, many other things that are going on that we need to concern ourselves about. But BAI is a station to us, and as the prior caller said, you know, we smell a rat, and we're not going to wait until BAI is cancerous to the point where it cannot be cured.
So
we have got to get this out of the way, so. You and others can allow to continue their programming. And I just want to say one more thing, that I believe that you are somewhat, you know, intellectually dishonest, in the sense that people call and beat up on Al Lewis, and you allow them to speak and say thank you when you're finished, but as soon as we want to comment on what is going on the other side, you said you don't want to talk about it.
Now let me say this. Have I not just allowed you to describe Ms. Leeds' monologue? Ms. Leed, who I mentioned earlier in this program, is a friend of mine and has been a professional colleague for about 15 years. Have I not just allowed you, without comment, to describe her monologue as being intellectually disingenuous?
Yes, fine.
Have I not been fair?
Yes. You certainly have been fair now, but other callers you have cut off. And I said I hate to...
I have not cut them off. I do not...
I hate to do because I think you would be great for this slot, and I think so far you're doing a great job. But you're not. It's difficult for you to operate because of the concerns that people have, concerns that people who have supported the stations over the years and will probably continue to support it in the future, and probably will continue to support you in the future. But what they need to do is to get some questions answered, because we are part of this family. We are the ones who have helped to build this station.
Okay. You've made your point. Thank you very much for the call, and I hope you keep listening and that you'll call again.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Talk Back, and you are on the air. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah,
this
good
is Talk Back.
Yes. Good afternoon. I've been listening to WBAI. This is Sam from the Bronx, by the way.
Yes, Sam.
And I've been listening to WBAI for a long while. Now, I haven't called in since this whole thing started happening, because really, to be perfectly honest with you, I do not like the programming being taken away. I got a good feeling listening to the programming at WBAI, and I listened all day. There's only maybe two other radio stations that I ever give any listening time to. WBAI is my prime station, and I'm going to miss that, because what I see going on now, it seems like that the station is being sold. That frightens me.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. Good afternoon. This is Talk Back, and you are on the air. Good afternoon.
Yes. I'm calling in reference to what's going on at BAI. Let me turn my radio down for a minute.
Yes, please, turn your radio down. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, your radio is still up.
It's still on, I turned it down.
Okay, please, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm quite concerned about what's going on here, and for the last week I've been listening to everything that has been going on, and I guess the concerns of the listeners, the concerns of the employees there at the radio station. And it's very disheartening to hear how everybody is protecting one another, protecting themselves, but yet I have not heard anyone yet step up and say that possibly they was wrong about this whole thing.
Okay, well, tell you what.
Yes.
I will say to you what I've said before, earlier in this program. I was hoping that I could give you the last word, but I can't. So, I believe that as loyal and supportive listeners of WBAI, you have an interest, an abiding interest, in whatever happens at this radio station, and I believe that you have legitimate inquiries, which should properly be addressed to the management of the radio station in order for you to get whatever responses you are seeking. And I do not begrudge you that legitimate right. Not at all. I do, however, come in here from 3 to 5, Monday through Thursday, not to discuss the internal machinations of BAI, but to attempt to discuss other issues and other ideas, prevailing news of the day, and other matters which may come up from time to time, including matters which you also would like to introduce that are not of that particular persuasion. So, I'd like to say today is only Tuesday. We've got Wednesday and Thursday. Let's try to give it our best shot tomorrow. I thank you very much for all of the calls, and I wish that you'd continue to listen and that you tell your friends to join us on WBAI 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for Talk Back. I'm Hugh Hamilton. I'll see you tomorrow. On behalf of Mr. Michael G. Haskins and the rest of the crew, 99.5 FM in New York.